Blog Talk Radio.
He's a mighty God, powerful and holy. He's a mighty God.
come on. Woo! Yeah. Come on, y'all, dance a while. This is Praise Sunday. Woo! This is Praise Sunday. Woo! Don't you love it when you can praise God? Don't worry about a thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Together. Come on, sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play it, play it. Open up your mouth and sing and praise to God. Heart and sing and praise. And give some thanks in the sanctuary.
Praise God.
You are listening to God's Favorites Radio Program coming to you. We hope that we are bringing you some good praise to get kicked off, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. You may be going through a sickness, some type of hurt or loss, and seem as though you just can't shake that thing. But God's favorites is reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts, praise God. Maybe we can say something that will encourage you, something that may lift your spirit. Oh, if it's nothing but the praise, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's the type of God we serve. Praise God. He is so awesome, and he is God that loves us so much. You know, every day I try to think about his love. It's more than my mind can perceive. You know, to think about God's love for us is more than we can comprehend, praise God, because it's higher, praise God, than any mountain. Yes, wider than any ocean and deeper than any sea. His love is so high, we even can't get over it. His love is so wide, we can't go around it. His love is so deep, we can't go underneath it. That's the type of God we serve, praise God. Oh, God, and I thank him that he's that type of God. I thank him that he loved us so much more than we can even ask or think. He is just a big God, more than we can describe. We can't really describe God. He's just awesome. He's just awesome. Can that word fit him? No, no. We still can't explain the awesomeness of our God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. His love is too much for us. I don't understand it. I never will understand this type of love. It's more than any love on this earth can give. My Heavenly Father, who has loved us with an everlasting love. What a God. What a God. What a God. Almighty God. All-knowing God. All-sufficient God. Yes, he is. Praise God. He's there for everything that we need. He provides for us more than we can even ask. Yes, that's the kind of God we serve. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We love him. Yes, we do. We love him. Praise God. There is no other God, that can fit the shoes of this God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Let us go to prayer. Praise God. Father, right now, God, we come before you, Lord God. Oh, God, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Lord God. Oh, God, for what you have done for us. You paid a price, God. God, that you did not owe. Yes, Lord God. And Father God, you paid a price. Oh, God, you for us. Our sins, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for paying an awesome price by dying on the cross and shedding your blood, oh God, and your body was broken for us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that for everyone that may listen to this program, God, Father God, that their hearts be touched, oh God, through your power, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that anyone that listens to this program, God, Lord God, may we say something to encourage them, oh God, in you, Lord God, not about ourselves, oh God, but, oh God, about you, God, because you are the one that holds all power in your hands, oh God.
And Father God, we are asking that you heal tonight those that are sick, oh God. We are asking tonight, God, that you comfort every heart, oh God. We asking you tonight to look on our children and our grandchildren tonight, oh God. And Father God, every mother's grandchild, God, or every mother's child, oh God, that they turn from their wicked ways, oh God, whatever state they in, God, that they turn to you. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will draw them, God. We know, Father God, they cannot turn to you unless they be drawn by the Spirit. And God, you such as the heart. You know if the heart is ready, God, to receive everything that you have, oh God. Wash, oh God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Oh, Father God, every young man, oh God, that's behind prison walls, help him to forgive himself, oh God, because you have paid a price for him, oh God. Touch every young man, young woman behind prison walls, oh God, that may have, oh God, fallen into such ditch, oh God. But God, you're going to get them out, oh God. Oh, Father God, yes, God, you have all power, God, to deliver, to set free, God. Thank you, Father God. God, oh God, all we have to do is call upon you, God. Because we, God, you show us in your word where, oh God, all they had to do is sing songs and the jail cells doors flew open, oh God. And Lord God, oh Father God, you just have so much in your word to show us, oh God, that we can stand on, that we can cling to, God. God, it's you, but it's all about you, God. Oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh God, you sent your Holy Spirit to live in us. Thank you, Father God. We are part of you, and you are part of us. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, you comfort us, God. You wipes away the tears when we shed tears, oh God. Oh God, and you bring laughter again, God. Thank you. Thank you. You're the lawyer, friend, doctor. God, you whatever we need when we need it. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We can't give you enough of our thanks, God. It's still beyond our comprehension. But you just said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us like you do, God. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you are seated on the right hand, making intercession for us, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that's still running warm in our veins, God. Yes, Lord God. And God, oh God, you, oh God, cleanses that blood. Thank you for everyone that goes on dialysis, God. You keep them, oh God, as you purify them. God, you steady perfecting us. You steady molding and shaping us. You steady getting us ready, oh God, to meet you, God, one day, God, one day. Oh God, we won't have to go through dialysis. One day, God, we won't have to, oh God, go through no more pain and no more sorrow, no more heartache, God. God, because, oh God, we, oh God, will sing Zion sings and shout joyfully with you and make joyful. Oh God, our heart will be made joyful. We will dance and shout forever. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your love. We're going to be with you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the sweetest thing. He is the sweetest thing. My Jesus is the sweetest thing. Sweetest thing. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You ought to say it right now. My Jesus is the sweetest thing. Sweetest thing. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Oh, he is Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance. After the rain,
Lord, yes, Lord. Come on in and sup with us, Lord. You said when we call upon that name, Lord God, demons have to flee. Bodies are healed, mind are set free, God. Yes. Let all heaven and earth proclaim kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come because I tell you, I'll get back into the praise and then I'll start preaching and praise God. But I'm going to let my own Minister Peggy Biden come, my co-host, and I'll be right back. Praise God.
But praise the Lord. We're here to just worship Him and rejoice for all the good things that He has done for us. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Home phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. If you would like to give a beautiful praise report or you'd like to ask prayer, just press 1 and you would be able to speak with our speaker, and she will take time and talk with you and help you, counsel with you, and reach Jesus. On Fridays at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Fridays at 8 p.m., area code 714-409-0578, and you receive a great blessing just by listening to God's words on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Isn't it wonderful we can come to the Lord with praise, and we can also make a request for our people that is in behind bars? Yes, we can pray, and God can change their lives. And that is one thing that we have to thank God for. We can always come to the throne of grace and bring our children, our own, our unsaved loved ones to that. Let's begin to pray for our people that have heart disease, cancer, children without parents, children that are separated from parents, missionaries, grieving people, and also the eye and eye surgery. We have to take and we have to think about what diseases there is that is here in this world, and we need to keep bringing it up to God and letting God take over. Just think of a hospital, and then you can just ask God to heal all of the aches and pains that is going on in a hospital. Many times we go for tests, and the test is not good, and we get bad reports. Well, we bring it to God, and He's our healer. He's the person that can give us encouragement, can help us move forward. And as we look into Psalms 105, it says, give thanks to the Lord and pray to Him. Tell the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell about all His miracles. Be glad that you are His. Let those who seek the Lord be happy. Depend on the Lord and His strength. Always go to Him for help. Remember the miracles He has done. Remember His wonders and His decisions. You are descendants of His servant Abraham, the children of Jacob, His chosen people. He is the Lord our God. His laws are for all the world. He will keep his agreement forever. He will keep his promise always. He will keep the agreement he made with Abraham and the promise he made to Isaac. He made it a law for the people of Jacob. He made it an agreement with Israel to last forever. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord said, I will give you the land of Canaan, and it will belong to you. It will belong to you once you come to him. Give him your problems, give him your fears, give him your trials. And you can always praise God for what he's doing in your life. All you have to say, praise God. God, I thank you for this because you are my Savior. Remember to share the love of God with a friend, family member, or your neighbor, or as you're passing the neighborhood houses, just pray for protection. Protection against people that will not have nobody enter their house and want to take care of everything. We just love you tonight, and we just want to give you praise and glory unto him. Pastor, Evangelist Vivian George.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you. Thank you. Well, our title tonight is Praise and Worship unto our God. Praise God. Praise and worship unto our God. We know that praise and worship brings us healing and deliverance. So we should praise our God. We need to know the purpose of praise and worship unto God. God, oh God, is just awesome. He, you know, he has everything set in order. Praise God. Most believers have never grasped the profound impact of the reality of this truth. A lot of people just haven't recognized what impact praise and worship have on their lives. They just don't praise God as they ought. Praise God. They just go to church and they just sit there while the praise and worship is taking place. And they know in their mind that it's true. They know. But yet they never apply the truth to their lives. Isn't that something? We go to church and come back out the same way. When the praise and worship is going on, our hearts should be raised so high. Praise God. They have not believed what has happened. They have not really believed in their hearts, praise God, what God can do in their lives while they are sitting there in that service. Praise God. The power of praise and worship is available to all believers. God don't leave anybody out. He said, I wish that you would praise me with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Sometimes people will give their testimony of how they praise God. Praise God. They will give their testimony of how they got delivered and when they was praising God. Some people will because they found out. They found out something. They were created like I did one day. And I say, I don't want anybody to tell me that I can't praise my God because I was created to praise him. Praise God. God has set us, God will set us free if we just praise him. Yet there are multiplied thousands who have failed to fully recognize, praise God, God's power, praise God, and how to access his healing and deliverance in their lives. Some people don't know how to access that. They don't know how to go into the spirit with song and praise and believe God. Some people are born and raised in the Bible. Believing churches have missed out on God's power. Sometimes there are some things that has occurred in our lives, and we are hurting, and we just sit there and still do nothing. We don't know how to get out of the rut. But this is the time we need to lay aside everything and jump into the water while it is moving. Praise God. That's what happened to the man in the Bible. He had been sitting around the pool of Bethesda, and the people had been getting in. And he said, nobody, but when Jesus come, Jesus helped this man got in, and he was healed. I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit is moving, when the Holy Spirit is moving, praise God, jump in. When the Spirit is high in the church, jump in, praise God. And praise your God, because we can't do anything about what has happened in our lives. We can't do anything about it. God allows it, just like he did with Job. Allow things to happen in our lives for purpose and reasons. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we need to just jump in and in the spirit and praise God. Just give him the praise. You may say, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Well, you are bound by that situation. Praise God. And you are stagnated. You have to praise God because you were created to. I tell you about some of my hardest times when tears running down my face, but I still gave God the praise. The enemy, yes, the enemy will ride on you and tell you, be quiet. That's what he wants you to do. He don't want you to praise God. Yes. He will just ride on you and keep you stunted. What we want wants you to, what he wants you to do. That's what he wants you to do. So you want to get free from him. The devil wants you to look at the dark side of life. The darkness is where he wants to dwell. Praise God. He wants you to have self-pity for yourself. He wants all of your attention so people will know what you are going through. Jesus said, come to him and bring all your cares and burdens to him, and he will heal you. He will take away every burden and every care. He will wipe away every tear. Praise God, from all your eyes. He is our healer. Yes, he is. No, but we want man's attention. That's where the problems comes in. We want attention from man. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's not man that God wants us to run to. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. God has given everything that we need to keep us happy in him. But we need to obey God. We must pray without ceasing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise and worship is ministry to God. Healing and deliverance is ministry to his people. Yes, praise and worship is ministry to God. And healing and deliverance is ministry to his people. Praise God. God wants to minister to us once we praise him. Praise God. Then we need to take that step of faith and let go and praise God. Just praise the Lord in however way you feel. If you have to be alone or if you're in the sanctuary, get into the praise. Sometimes God is waiting for us to release, to be released from something so that he can go take us to the next level in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We cannot go to the next level until we drop some of the stuff that we are carrying. Praise God. So get rid of that oppressive and depressive spirits. Get rid of it and be free in the Lord. Praise God. So that you can be used to set someone else free. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you the truth. The devil does not want you to obey God. No, he does not want you to obey God. But you need to let him know God is your source. God is your source. Yes, he is. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Let's look at that. In 2 Corinthians, praise God. Let's read that, praise God. 2 Corinthians 10. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And it starts at verse 3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise God. We can cast those things down and bring them into the obedience of Christ. God is your source. So we must pull down those things in our lives, for they will come. They are known to come. This is Satan. It's his business to try to get you to bow down to what he wants you to do. Praise God. But look what the words say. It said, though we walk after the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So no matter what the flesh is saying, the flesh wants you to say, oh, I don't feel like it. But you let the devil know. You just let him know, praise God, hallelujah, where you stand. Let him know where you stand, praise God, hallelujah. Do you know where you stand in Christ? Do you know where you stand? Praise God, hallelujah. Listen to this verse, praise God. We're going to go over that to Ephesians, praise God. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We have the spiritual blessings. Yes, we do. We have everything that we need to tear down Satan's kingdom. Glory to God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Ephesians 1:20. Look what it says. Praise God. Ephesians 1:20. It says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We got the chief cornerstone that we can build up on. Praise God. And God is going to keep us through everything that we are going through or whatever we're going to face. Ephesians 2:6 says, praise God, and has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Yes, he has. When he died for us, praise God, he paid the price for us to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. That gives us more the reason to praise our God. That just gives us more confidence in ourselves to praise the Lord. Praise God. So we don't, that's why he tells us, be not cast down. You don't have to be cast down. No. know who you are in Christ Jesus, and let the devil know that he cannot hinder you. Look at Ephesians 3:10. He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church and manifold wisdom of God. It is to be known among you that you don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let it be known. Praise God. There are heavenly places where Satan tries to, lives, praise God, and all of his demons. But we can put, God told us to pull down those things in high places. In the first four instances, it is translated in the King James Version as heavenly places. In the last instance, for some reason, it is translated high places, although it is the same word. Understanding this makes it very clear that our spiritual warfare takes place in heavenly places or in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to know that we have to pull down those things up there in high places, in heavenly places. 2 Corinthians 12:2 says, let's go back over here, leave Ephesians and go back to 2 Corinthians. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:2 says, praise God. Hallelujah. See, we're talking about these things here that's trying to rob us and keep us from where God wants us to be. God wants us to dwell, praise God, in heavenly places with him in the spirit, praise God. And in 2 Corinthians 12:2, it said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up into the third heaven. I believe that there are three heavens. Have you ever thought about that? Where is Satan now? He's in one of these heavens, praise God. He have all his demons, praise God. Oh, dwelling, praise God. If there's a third heaven, then we need to know that there are heavenly places where Satan resides, praise God. Hallelujah. The first heaven, I believe, is described in Psalms 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. The second heaven I found described in Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. In the Greek, the word for midst is a single compound now, and the phrase could better be translated as mid-heaven or the middle heaven. So we're looking at these heavens where these spirits reside, praise God. When Satan was cast out of the presence of God along with the one-third of the angels, I believe he established this common post in the second or mid-heaven. That Satan is in the heavenlies now is mid-air, clear, according to Revelation 12:7-8. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Satan cannot go back where God is. That's what I want you to know. Satan cannot. So he's in the mid-heaven. He's making war down here. That's why we have to pull down the things. Oh, praise. We have to pull down every stronghold and everything in that heavenly places. Praise God. These are the strongholds described in 2 Corinthians 10:4. And these are the strongholds that we will pull down with our mighty weapons of warfare. Praise God. Praise God. God wants his church, his people, moving into areas of spiritual warfare, and many churches don't believe in spiritual warfare. But God wants his church moving in spiritual warfare to tear down these things, praise God, hallelujah, that try to easily beset us. They are moving in a manner than we ever yet. We don't even realize what's going on. Praise God. In the end time, the church with Michael and God's angel will cast Satan out of heaven, out of his heaven, and will do so through the power of the blood of Christ. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's what it said in Revelation 12 and 11. This indicates to me, praise God, that we have been living far beneath the authority and power that God has allowed his church. Since we have the available, it has been available to us right now, the same power of Jesus, the word and his blood. He gave us the word as a map to go by, the blood to apply. Praise God. Are we using it? Are we studying this word? Are we clinging to this word? Are we, oh, praise God, pulling down those things in high places as he had told us? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is time for believers to gain a proper understanding of their authority and the full extent of the spiritual warfare raging around them. That's why we have so many people confused and bound, because they don't know how to pull down those things. They don't know how to do warfare in the spirit. It is time for us to learn, praise God, because, hey, revelation time is coming. Yes, it is time to be more effective and victorious in the Bible, according to the word, and begin pulling down the enemy's strongholds, healing and deliverance. The pulling down of strongholds will come through praise and worship. That's the way it will come, through praise and worship. God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. We play songs, praise God, to let you know where we are coming from at this time. We play warfare songs today for you to know and get into the spirit and pull down those things. Praise God. Because it told us we're not gonna wrestle with flesh and blood. No. Oh, praise God. We wrestle not, praise God. We're not going to fight among ourselves, but we're going to fight in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's where these things are. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what did Ephesians tell us? For though we walk after the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Praise God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing, praise God, that's what I want you to hear right here tonight, bringing everything into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. We got to bring all those things that tries to taint our thought pattern, praise God, our imaginations, praise God, those things up there in high places. Think about if you were Job and everything had been taken from you. Would you know how to go into the spirit of God? Job believed in his God. Even though it hurt so bad. Even though his skin fell from his bones, even though it felt so hard, and his wife told him, "You ought to curse God and die." The Bible say Job clung to his integrity in God. Will you cling tonight? Will you cling to the integrity that you have in God, knowing who God is, knowing that God going to fight your battles for you? All you have to do is pull them down. Pull down everything that tries to sway you, everything that tries to cause you to feel that you're not worthy, everything that tries to cause you to sit and don't want to do anything. Let the Spirit of God, let the Spirit of God manifest itself in you. Praise God. To the place that you say, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Praise God. Nor height, nor depth, nor pearl, nor sword, nor anything. That's what the Word of God said. See, we got to be so determined. We have to be so determined to fight in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to be so determined that we are not going to let anything come between me and God. This is our hour. This is our time. This is our command, praise God, from God. He told us, praise God, we ought to go out there and do wonders, oh God, just like he did, praise God. God has ordained it. We need to use our power that has been given to us. He said, I have given you power to tread upon scorpions and demons. He tells us that. If God said it, believe it, my beloved, believe it tonight. I have given you power to tread upon demons and scorpions. So you have the power to cast those things out. You have the power to command your day. You have the power to let Satan know who you are in Christ Jesus. Praise God. I am so glad that you came on. I hope you got something from this lesson tonight. Praise God. This was our Praise and Worship Sunday. Next Sunday is our Family Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. But I just wanted to encourage you today on Praise and Worship. We're going to praise the Lord here. Come on. God, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace this week. And if you see someone else going through something, pull down those things. You have the power. If you see someone going through something, bless them. Pull down every demonic spirit in high places and then put the blessings up on them and watch God do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. As we sung tonight, he's a mighty God. Praise God. Be blessed, and I will be back right back here. If you need to call me on my house phone, it's 504-347-5797. Hallelujah. Bless now. Be blessed. Bye-bye.